Well, on Civil Revolt, I've reached the final point of my Warped Tour destination. It's my last interview of the day, and this is the last one that is very special to me, because this is a band that I've been following for a couple of years now. They just dropped their brand new album out last year, Deadweight, and I am so pleased with it. And we're going to be talking about it with them. I saw them at the Loudwire, got to talk to them for a couple minutes. Now we get to finally do a full interview. So please help me welcome two members of the greatest band, the greatest metalcore group out there right now, one of the best, Wage War. What's up, guys?
What's up? How are you?
Doing all right. So who's who and what do you do?
I am Britton and I sing.
I'm Cody. I play guitar and I sing.
All right. Cool, cool. Well, the first thing I gotta know is Wage War. Where did you get that name from?
You remember that one?
Long story short.
Yeah.
We had scrims that had two W's on them. And we had to change our name like three times because they were taken. And I think one of our moms came up with it. It's about the best story we had.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy.
So you got your name through your mother?
Probably, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Not every day you hear about a band where their mother actually named the band. So that's pretty good.
Hey, moms are the backbones of bands.
There it is.
Yeah, they are. They don't get enough credit where credit's due, you know? So, I was wondering, how'd you guys come together to form Wage War?
I know Cody, he's for a long time through, music and stuff and church and stuff like that. He's been doing it with another band, when we were young, and then, it just didn't work out, so he gave me a call, and we've just been doing things ever since. So.
Yeah, had a few member changes, but me, Seth, and Britton were kind of the main three for a while, and built on from there.
All right. And you guys have been around for almost 10 years now. Does it feel like it's been 10 years for you guys?
Yeah, ish.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been playing, like, 10 years is probably a loose way to say that. Yeah. We've been playing shows, like, in local bands since then. But I think that this band has been around since 2013.
So, yeah. About five.
Yeah, we're about the halfway. Yeah.
So you formed in 2010, but you really only came to real fruition in 2015.
Yes. Sure.
That's cool. And you, was there a huge metal scene down in where you came from, which was Ocala, Florida?
Yeah. I know the band of Dater members from there. We're good friends with them. So they kind of got things going in Central Florida with things like that. And, you know, Florida's really big with metal and death metal from Tampa. So everyone kind of meets in the middle sometimes. And I don't know, there's just a lot of bands when we were growing up young. And thank God we were one of them that playing better, bigger shows now. So,
yeah. And Britton, you actually do the unclean vocals in the group. I mean, how does one become an unclean vocalist? Do you just know when you have that growly sensation in your throat?
I used to think it sounded so cool. You know, I was a big Metallica fan, things like that. And then progressively, I listened to heavier bands. And when I was a teenager, I'd just go in my room and just try to sound like my favorite vocalist, like Randy Blythe, things like that. And I don't know, just went from there. I taught myself.
You just taught yourself and it just went from there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. You guys put out your new album last summer. Mm-hmm. It's called Deadweight. And let me tell you, in my opinion, it tops Blueprints. And Blueprints is a great album in itself as well. So what would you say was, how is Deadweight different from Blueprints? I mean, do you continue on with the sound that you had? Did you develop it in Blueprints, or did you want to try to develop yourself just a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's important for bands to grow, and we certainly didn't want to put out the same record twice, so we just kind of went in with the mindset of, we know what it is that makes up our band, and we just want to maximize that, and even stepped up out of bounds a little bit, and tried some new stuff that's done really well for our band, so we're psyched, man. It's cool that our fan base is way better with us. So.
Yeah. And I remember I saw you guys in August, and it was around the time that Deadweight was about ready to drop. It was at the Chain Reaction. I mean, how did it feel to be in the middle of the tour, or the start of the tour, for that matter, and knowing that your album was just about to drop when you're just getting on the road again?
It was pretty sick. It was cool when it dropped to see how many kids actually learned the words and came out and sang and had a good time with us so quick. We've been really happy with that record and touring on it.
And the fan response, I would imagine, has been really stellar.
It's been great.
And what's really cool about this record is that you have your first power ballad out there in Gravity. What made you decide to do a power ballad this time?
Just same thing, man. Just wanting to grow and see where we can take the band.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of like power ballads, what power ballad really inspired you to write your own? Did you have, like, one in mind?
I think Cody just, and all of us kind of just, I don't know, the song just came out. I don't think we were aiming to do more of a ballad song. It just happened, and we all liked it, so we put it on the record.
And what great stuff on there, along with Gravity, you have the title track, Deadweight.
Yep.
You have Don't Let Me Fade Away, which is good, Southbound. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the ending track, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
What is the story behind Johnny Cash, I wonder?
I would just loosely say it's based around a personal experience, and the feelings that you go through when you go through something really traumatic, specifically like losing someone that you love or like in a relationship or whatever. So that's the main gist of it.
Yeah.
All right, but where did the title of the song come from? It's about personal experience. Why the title Johnny Cash? Is because his songs remind you of that kind of thing?
Kind of. I know Johnny Cash is like one of the best songwriters and doing things like just sad songs. But we actually mentioned his name in the song, so it just kind of fit.
We all love country music, yeah. So it's just kind of like a thing that they do in country music that we want to pull over here, and we're all big Johnny Cash fans, so might as well try something new, and I feel like the title itself just grabbed attention.
I get that. I like that. I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan, too. I mean, his cover of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt was just bar none his best ever.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my god, where did this come from? You think it was his own, but it's not.
Yeah.
But then Trent Reznor later on goes, I can't play it. It's his song. I can't play it anymore. So that's pretty cool honor. So is this your very first Warped Tour?
No, this is your second.
When were you on it last time?
2016.
Wow, 2016, right around the time you guys put out Blueprints.
Yes.
So it's kind of cool that your first album, you did 2016 Warped Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Your next album, you're doing the final Warped Tour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of feel like a bittersweet moment knowing that's the final one as well as your second one.
Yeah, it does stink that it's going away, but we've had a lot of good times out here in the past. Hopefully everyone can come out and have fun and make it something that they can remember for a long time.
Well, of all the bands that have been playing here today, and as well that's going to show up later on the tour, which band would you say you're looking forward to watching perform the most? Besides your own, of course.
I know Motionless and White's really sick to watch live. Every Time I Die. Yeah, there's a lot out here.
It's Wildlife, watch them today.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
They toured with Motionless and White, and I saw them in Anaheim. I was like blown away by their sound.
Yeah.
They are a tremendous horror metal group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice Nine Kills, man.
Yeah. So after Warped Tour wraps up for you guys, what's next for you? Do you got some more shows you're going to do later on in the future?
Yeah, we'll do shows. We'll be touring throughout the end of the year, but most importantly, we're going to take about 2 months off.
And just hang out with family and recharge your batteries?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That's a good way to go. Brent, I got to ask, what's up with the cowboy hat?
It keeps the sun off my head out here. You know it is a Warped Tour. It's hot.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, first day of summer, too. So
This
is a good way to welcome summer with a hot day.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it actually looks good on you. Don't get me wrong.
Appreciate
it. It looks good, especially with the nose ring in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got the cool Ray-Ban shades on there. Kind of like reminds me of Ray Charles, Cole.
Here I am. Blind as can be.
Blind as can be. And you're out there playing your heart out with it. A couple more questions. Cody, I know that you sometimes do sometimes you do the clean vocals as well.
Yeah.
You do them along with Britton. How do you guys know when to trade off lyrics every now and then? Do you guys just like arrange it before you write down a song?
Just bounce things off each
other. Just bounce things off each other, and there's definitely parts of the songs that feel more natural for me and parts that feel more natural for Britton. So it's just the balance.
Yeah.
You're always trying to find that right balance so that way it looks good on stage.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask, of the songs that you perform, which one do you think so far? You've done 2 albums.
Mm-hmm.
Which song would you say the fans go nuts over? This is that one song that they're always looking forward to hearing.
Definitely Stitch.
Yeah. Stitch is definitely a good one. What about from the new album?
Stitch is on Deadweight.
Oh, that's right.
It's all good.
Like I said, I'm a little winded, so forgive me for that.
No problem.
All right, well... Yeah, and my final question, and this is a big one. You guys ready for this one?
Yep.
Who did you prefer to listen to when you were growing up? The Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Definitely was a Beatles guy.
Cody, my man, House you're a Stones guy. So. Thank you.
I'm not a big Beatles fan, and that's something I'm saying. I'm not saying they suck. I just never really listened to them, but I know they're very well reviewed. I'm not taking away from that.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I grew up on both bands as well, but I always favored the Stones more because I always liked their mixture of blues rock, heavy rock, and they were always incorporated with jazz, R&B, reggae. I mean, the stuff they did was incredible.
Yeah.
Plus, my grandfather, who's a pastor today, actually opened up for the Stones back in the 60s.
That's cool.
And there's a cool story behind that day where he opened for us. So next time we meet... Eight at a show. I'll definitely give you more detail of what happened.
All right, sounds good, man.
Yeah. Well, I know you got some. You want to enjoy the rest of your day at Warped Tour, and you know you got to settle down because you got about 2.5 months of touring for this thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you very much for speaking with me. This was Cody and Britton of Wage War, and be sure to pick up their brand new album from Rise Records entitled Deadweight, and be sure to catch them when they ever come to a city near you. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Right.
Guys, enjoy the rest of Warped Tour, and you keep on rock and rolling, and horns up.
All right.